Masechet Tzuvos Perek Hey Mishnah Vav. Hamadir is Ishto Mitashmish Hamito. Somebody makes an eder that he will not have Tashmish Hamito with his wife. Now, even though Midaraisa, a person is Mechuyev to have Tashmish Hamito, as the Pasuk says, Sheira Ksusa Va'inasa Lo Yigara. Sheira is referring to Mizonis, Ksus, clothing, and Oina is referring to Tashmish Hamito. And these three things a person is Mechuyev to provide for his wife. And a person cannot make a neder to Aser to do something that the Torah requires him to do. The Gemara explains that it is talking about that he made a neder over here that he is Asering the Hana of Tashmish on himself. And since he is not directly Asering the Tashmish, just the Hana of Tashmish, that he can do. Beishame Oimrim Steshabasu. Beishame says, if he Asers the Hana of Tashmish for 2 weeks or less, he is not Mechuyev to divorce his wife, as we find by Yoledes Nekeva, that it is also for her to have Tashmish for 2 weeks. So this is not considered out of the ordinary, and therefore, if the neder is for less than 2 weeks, he is not Mechuyev to divorce him. Beis Hillel Oimrim Shabbos Echad. Beis Hillel says, if the neder is for a week or less, he does not have to divorce her, but if it's more than a week, then he has to divorce her, as Beis Hillel does not want to learn out from Yoledes Nekeva, which is Lo Shchiach, that is not something that happens frequently. Instead, he learns out from Nida that a Nida is also on her Baal Midaraisa for 1 week, and that is frequent, similar to a Neder, which can happen frequently. HaTalmidim Yoytzim L'Talmid Torah Shalo Bereshus Shloshim Yom. Talmidim can go learn by their Rebbe outside of the city for 30 days at a time without special permission from their wives, even though the Oina of the Talmid Chacham is Meleil Shabbos L'Leil Shabbos. He has the right to go out of town to learn and only come back once every 30 days. This Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbi Eliezer. But the Chachamim argue, and they say that Talmidim can go learn out of town for up to 2 or 3 years, even if their wives do not give them permission. Ha-po'alim Shabbos Achas. Laborers can go out of town to do work for a week at a time, even though we'll soon see that the Oina of Po'alim is Shtayim B'Shabbos, but they have the right to go out of town for a week at a time. Ha-Oina Ha-Amura B'Torah. The oina that is mentioned in the Torah that it says Sheirak Susa Ba'inasa La'igar, a person is Mechuyev to have Tashmish Hamita with their wives. And the frequency of this chiyuv is as follows. Ha'tayolim b'choyom, those that do not do any work, they are Mechuyev to be Mekayeh in the midst of the oina every day. Ha'polim shtayim b'shabbos, laborers are Mechuyev to be Mekayeh in the mitzvah twice a week. Ha'chamarim achas b'shabbos, those that bring tefuah on donkeys outside the city to sell are Mechuyev once a week. Hagamalim, those that bring tefuah far away from the city on camels to sell, achas l'shloshim yom, once every 30 days. Hasaponim, those that sail on boats to bring merchandise overseas, achas l'shisha chadashim, divrei Rabbi Eliezer, once every 6 months. This Mishnah is according to Rabbi Eliezer. Mesachet Tzuvos Perek Hey Mishnah Zayin. Hamoredes Abala, an Isha that rebels against her husband, she refuses to have Tashmish with him. Parksalam Iksuvasa Shiva Dinrim B'Shabbos. Bezdin subtracts from her Ksuva 7 dinrim per week, 1 dinar a day. For each day that she is Moredes, she loses a dinar from her Ksuva. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Shiva Trafikin. Rabbi Yehuda says she does not lose 7 dinar, and instead she loses only 7 trafikin. A trafikin is a half a dinar. A half a dinar per day, 3.5 dinrin per week. Now this is only if she is meredith me tashmit, but if she is meredith me malacha, she refuses to do the malacha that an isha is mechuyev to do from her husband, we do not subtract from her ksuba. Instead, Bezdin simply forces her to do those malachas. Ad masai hu peichet. How long do we continue to subtract from her ksuba? Ad kenegit ksubasa, until she loses her whole ksuba, and at that point the Baal can divorce her without giving her anything from her ksuba. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, La'olam hu peichet v'hailech. Rabbi Yossi says, if the Baal chooses not to divorce her, even after she lost her ksuba, we can continue to subtract from the nechasim that she has, and even after she loses all the property that she owns, we can continue to knas her, shema tipo lo yerusha mimakom acher go bahim eno. Maybe she will later on inherit property from somebody, and then the Baal can take away that property from her also. But according to the Tanakhama, we do not take away her property. Instead, we just make her lose her ksuba, and at that point, we don't make her lose anything else. V'chein ha-moired al ishto. So too, if the Baal is moired on his wife, he refuses to have tashrus with her. Moisita la ksubasa shloisha dinrim b'shabbos. We knas him, and we add to her ksuba 3 dinrim per week, which is a half a dinar per the 6 days of malacha. But for Shabbos, we do not knas him. The reason being that if we would knas him for Shabbos and we would add on a half a dinar to her ksuba for the Yom Shabbos, this would look like schar Shabbos, that the person cannot take schar for work that he does on Shabbos. And even though she is not doing any work over here, and therefore it would be mutter for her to take this schar, this half a dinar. But since it looks like schar Shabbos, the Rabbana did not want to add on her ksuba for the day of Shabbos, as opposed to the case where she is meredes mibala, that we are subtracting from her ksuba. That does not look like schar Shabbos. Since we are not adding, we are subtracting, and therefore we take off a dinar or a traffic for Shabbos also. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Shleisha Tropikin. Rabbi Yehuda says we do not add on to the ksuba sweet dinner. Instead, we add sweet tropikin. A tropikin, as we said before, is half a dinner. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for the sheishes yimei malacha, for each day that he is being moired, we add on a quarter of a dinner to the ksuba. Now, the reason why we knas her more than him, when she is a moiredes, we make her lose a full dinner or a full tropik for each day that she is moiredes, as opposed to the baal. When he is married, we only add on to the ksuba a half a dinar or a quarter of a dinar. The reason is because the tsar of the baal, when she is married against him, is more than the tsar of the ishta when he is married against her. So therefore, the chachamim knas her more than him. The Gemara says, though, that the halacha is not like this Mishnah. We do not gradually make her lose her ksuba. Instead, we give her 4 weeks to change her mind from being a moredes. And during that time, we announce in the shuls and the batei medrashes that so-and-so is a moredes, and Bez and sends her a warning that if she does not stop being a moredes, she's going to lose her entire ksuba in one shot. And then if after 4 weeks she continues to be a moredes, Bez and is mafked her entire ksuba at one time.